As word moved across the Atlantic to here in Europe and beyond, the first focus was on Afghanistan, where officials of the Taliban government not only condemned the attacks, but insisted, for whatever it's worth, that Osama bin Laden is forbidden to use the country as a base for terrorism, and is in no position to do so, though he's believed to have planned previous terrorism from there. In the Middle East,
we are completely shocked.
Yasser Arafat offered condolences from the Palestinian people to America, a sympathy not shared by more militant Palestinians in Jerusalem, these Muslims celebrating in Lebanon. Generally, from leaders of Palestinian militant groups, there were denials of responsibility, but condemnations of U.S. policy in the region.
We call upon the American administration to review their attitude and their policy towards the Palestinian question, because this policy arouses the anger and the hatred of our people.
Russian President Vladimir Putin extended his condolences, then at U.S. request canceled major military maneuvers by the Russian Air Force. There was heightened security at American embassies around the world, including Berlin, where German citizens brought flowers to the gates as a memorial to today's victims. And as air traffic into and out of London's Heathrow Airport was delayed, flights to the U.S. were canceled indefinitely, British Prime Minister Tony Blair had this to say.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.